something that the Lord showed me. Things that McQuinn prayed at the beginning about, all things come from God. Our life comes from God. Our very breath comes from God. And I feel very humbled, and I'm sure we all do. What a wonderful time of worship. Thank you, Mary. Because the ultimate plan of worship is that we humble ourselves before God. Because from Him, He's the source of everything. And just as Lisa and Trevor had to trust whether they had life, let alone a house, we owe our every breath to the Lord. And I'm reminded of a very moving service. And if you didn't see it, I suggest you look it up on iPlayer. But when the Queen was buried, in the afternoon, there was another service. And it was at Windsor Castle. And they literally, I feel goosebumps just remembering, they lifted off the sceptre and they put it back on the altar. And they lifted off the crown, off the coffin, and they put it back on the altar. And I think they did one more thing that I can't remember. But I was shocked because I didn't know that that would happen. But it is such a symbol that the Queen's power came from God. And in the coronation, it was passed from God, from the altar, in the church service, to her. And then at the end of her life, it was laid back upon the altar because she would then go and cast her crown. As Matt said last week, she chose that hymn to cast her crown back before the Lord. And that's the same in our lives. It's not just the Queen. Our life started because the Lord ordained that we should live and take that breath and be born on that day and do the things that He foreordained for us to do. It says in Ephesians, He created things in His workmanship for us to do. And then when our life finishes, we stand before Him. And the Lord showed me something this week that I thought I knew, but I didn't know because it dropped another level. I read in a book that God didn't forgive us our sins. He didn't come to the cross to forgive us our sins. He came to the cross because He loved us. And yes, of course, He did forgive our sins, but He didn't come just to satisfy the sin account. That was a byproduct, a wonderful byproduct. He came because He loved us. And it was in the words of this song, did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown? And because He loved us, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So let's just bow our heads before Him. And if there's anyone here who hasn't yet come before the Lord and asked for forgiveness and taken up His righteousness, which we are accredited to our account by faith in Jesus. And let us humble ourselves and recognize that every breath, every day, comes from the Lord, and let us live it in gratitude to Him and humbly before Him. Father, we just want to thank You. We want to thank You that You who put the stars in place created us. And because You loved us, You died for us, that we might have our sins forgiven, but that we might live for You and know Your love and bring it into this world. So to You be the glory, Lord, for every breath, for every answer to prayer. We are in gratitude to You. Thank You for Your presence. Thank You that You are the God that hears us when we pray, that You are the God that ordained the day that we should live and the day that we should go to be with You. Our times are truly in your hands, and to you be the glory. Teach us to number our days aright, Lord, that we might apply our hearts unto wisdom. Amen. And now Steve's going to come and talk to us about wisdom, interestingly enough.